That's right, ladies and gentlemen. And here I stand, passing out. Passing out swords and prayers, ladies and gentlemen. Passing out, as most of you know, the ultimate optimist in Tucson Radio. Apologize about that. Passing out education, information, humor once in a while, ladies and gentlemen, and hopefully enlightenment. Live local organic radio from the heart, body, mind, soul, and spirit of me. It starts right now, ladies and gentlemen. And I'd like to say thank you in advance for the gift of your valuable time. As we all know, ladies and gentlemen, happy Father's Day to every one of you out there that is a father, desire to become one, or have one. And I would like to offer you the gift of our time at KBOI 790-2040. I'm going to wish my father a very happy Father's Day. And if you'd like to wish your father a happy Father's Day, 790-2040. I'm easy, guys. It's our time. It's not my time. It's not Mike's time. It's not Danny's time. And it's not Bustos Media's time. It's our time, ladies and gentlemen. If you would like to call and wish your father, as I like to say, with us or not, happy Father's Day, call us at 790-2040, because I am in. I am all in on our fathers, ladies and gentlemen. I am massively in on our fathers, and I am even harder core in on our grandfathers. I am big on that. You guys know about that. You guys been with me for a long time, and you've been with me, I don't know. Some of you have been with me for 2 weeks, and some of you have been with me for 2 years, and some of you have been with me since the beginning, 3.5 years ago. As I like to say, the guys at Perfection Auto Works have been in with me for 3.5 years or something, maybe even longer than that. Who knows? They are the guys that actually profess what I profess. Ladies and gentlemen, your personal protection is your personal responsibility. This precious gift from God and your father is yours, yours to protect. Once you subcontract that away, that is a slippery slope into slavery, and I don't like that, guys. I believe this bag of meat and bones is yours. I know this bag of meat and bones is mine. Mine to protect, mine to train, mine to work on, and mine to actually keep involved in the fight. I'll talk about that in just 1 second. We also know, ladies and gentlemen, those of us out there in this republic that actually want to be educated, informed, have some sort of wisdom brought to us by our fathers and our grandfathers, understand we must necessarily fight for our own freedom, probably violently someday. I'm not promoting violence, ladies and gentlemen. I am promoting fighting for your own freedom. One of the few people that'll walk into KBY and actually fight for freedom, not slavery. Lincoln thought he freed the slaves. I'm going to uncheck that box right now, ladies and gentlemen. If you're paying half your taxes, half your money that you earn to some government puke somewhere, that is slavery. And I don't agree with slavery. I'm the only abolitionist on Tucson Radio. I'm the only Christian anarchist on Tucson Radio, because I'm sick and tired of this system where we, my friends, my brothers, my fathers, and my grandfather, God rest his soul, have been stolen freaking blind since they came out of the freaking womb. They beat the odds and came out of the womb, by the way, in this country. They beat the odds and came out of the womb. The guys at Perfection Auto Works, hold on. Sorry, threw my pen. The guys at Perfection Auto Works have actually been supporting me and do believe what I believe. They believe in your right to life, your right to actually get out here and say what you believe, the right to free speech, ladies and gentlemen, codified, and okay, big word, sorry about that for the stupid radio guy, codified in the First Amendment, ladies and gentlemen, your right to get out here and talk to other people, codified in the First Amendment to the United States Constitution. Do you have the right to actually talk to your friends and actually be free about your thoughts? Well, I believe you do. Have that right. Not the First Amendment right. Ladies and gentlemen, the natural God-given right to come out and speak to your friends about what you believe. Guys, Perfection Auto Works, when they drug me in here, actually, and I give a lot of credit to Mike on this, to get me on the radio, he knew I had the right to come in here and speak to you guys. Guys and gals, sorry about that. Sometimes I do this. I say guys, and I mean guys and girls. Mike actually got me in here for a reason. He believed He believed that I had something to say, and he's backed me since the beginning. The guys at Perfection Auto Works that do what I talk about actually keep their word, right? It's real simple. The things I say in here, I believe out on the street. I don't mess around. When I talk about stuff in here, if you actually catch me out on the street, I will back my words up all day long. The guys at Perfection Auto Works, they back their words up with action, ladies and gentlemen. Action. When you bring your car to Perfection Auto Works, it's not just talk. It's action. When the car goes in there and they actually start checking out the car, it's action, ladies and gentlemen. It's not just a game of words. And what a lot of Tucson radio is about, ladies and gentlemen, is a game of words. And what politics is, when these people want your vote, is a game of words, not action. The guys at Perfection Auto Works at 323-8650, they practice action, not words. You check them out at 1046 North Beverly. I'll get to my tech tip in a minute. My phone's actually dead right now, so I'm working on that part. We're going to get to our tech tip. Check them out at 1046 North Beverly. You can always check them out 24 hours a day, 365 days a year at perfectionautoworks.com or call them at 323-8650. And you can text me anytime if you want to know about them. I actually got the guts, the nuts, and the balls to actually walk in here and say, if you've got questions about Mike, you can text me at 780-8539. I'll tell you the whole story. I'll call you in a minute, and I'll tell you the story about Perfection Auto Works, how much we've done together. I'm talking, we're working on five figures I've spent at Perfection. Every single nickel I've spent there, I have been proud to spend that money there. I am not backing down from these guys, and they are not backing down from me. Also brought to you by, I know I went way long on that, but, you know, me and Mike are like brothers from another mother. He is our local organic mechanic at Brush Wires of Freedom. Mike is not backing down. And he's about like me. He's getting sick and tired of being a slave. Also brought to you by my better half. And I'm in one of those moods. I'm in a country state of mind, ladies and gentlemen. Also brought to you by my better half, Danny at Biomed LLC, providing me what I need in my back one of these days is going to fix me. She's not a surgeon. She actually provides amniotechnology that actually helps me out. Also, plates and screws, plates and screws, plates and screws. If I jump out of the airplane and I forget to pull the string, right? You know the string you're supposed to pull when you jump out of an airplane? You got to pull your chute, right? Well, if I made a mistake and I actually hit the ground doing 127 miles an hour, which is terminal velocity, plates and screws, plates and screws, plates and screws. It's a Snap-on toolbox brought to you by my way better half. Way better half. My root cord, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm actually probably going to actually maybe get to this. My root cord, right? If you're working in the key of G, your root cord is G. It's not D, it's not C, it's not F, it's G. Danny's my root cord, my level, my ground rod. The reason I can actually get up every day and actually come down here and do this is not necessarily all about Mike. It's more about Danny. Danny's daughters and Danny's granddaughter. Why do I fight for the future? Because I believe in it, ladies and gentlemen. Also brought to you by my buddies, always bailing me out. The guys at Frontier Towing, 3630 South Dodge, right down the street from the studio, providing a moral and ethical solution. And again, ladies and gentlemen, as the heat comes on, the big heat comes on, ladies and gentlemen, belts and hoses, belts and hoses, belts and hoses. The number one reason Jimmy told me the other day, I'm asking him, why are most problems out there? Why do you tow most cars, okay? What's the major problem? And I always think it's people smashing into each other because they can't drive their stupid car, right? They're too dumb to actually look out the window. No, that's not the case, guys. It's what I talk about, basic maintenance. Cheap-ass basic maintenance. Belts, hoses, greasing CB joints. It's nickel and dime garbage that shuts the car down. And all of a sudden, you're sitting out there, the air conditioner doesn't run, it's 109 degrees, and you got to call Frontier at 748-1100, and you got to wait your turn in line, just like I do. I don't get moved to the front of the line. They get to me when they get to me, just like they will with you. If it goes to crap in a handbasket, and I don't want it to go to crap in a handbasket, but if it does, call them at 748-1100. I've got to, I'm going to clean something up, ladies and gentlemen, and then I will fix this up with my root cord discussion. I need to clean something up from last week. Oh, wait a minute. Back that truck up. Nuclear clock says 116, and the only guy that'll say it, I'm still waiting to hear someone else, ladies and gentlemen, 16 June, year of our Lord, or Anno Domini, 2019. Welcome back. I need to clean something up from last week. I was going to go more and more and more into my list of, and we're okay. Some of us out here are willing to take the steps, and I know I'm hot on the mic right now. I don't know if it's my headphones or the mic or what's going on. Some of us are willing to take the steps to be prepared, what we talked about last week. You know, I mean, you need the generator, you need the water, you need the filter, you need, I hate to say it, the ability to crap in a bucket, right? And get rid of the crap in the bucket. You need, and I'm a guy, I got a couple tractors, I have implements at my house, I have, and again, after the boating accident, down to edge weaponry and axes and swords and bats, slingshots, bows and arrows. But the one thing I missed last week, ladies and gentlemen, and I will, because today is one of those kind of days, and I've been thinking about this since about 6 o'clock when I drug my happy ass out of bed. I missed something last week, and I have to apologize to those in the audience that actually heard me go through that list, and I missed the one thing that really should be talked about. And the reason I actually got to that point where I was actually willing to sacrifice something later or something now. I apologize. I got that backwards. I was willing to sacrifice something now for something later, right? What grandpa taught me when I was like this tiny little kid, right? Well, if you want that, Sean, you got to save up for it. You don't get that right now just because you lay on the floor and cry like a little bitch. You don't get that right now. You have to work and you have to save. Now, the thing I missed last week, ladies and gentlemen, I can do self-preparedness 101 with you guys for the next 10 weeks. I can teach you how to be thoughtful about what you can have in your house and be prepared for the quote-unquote zombie apocalypse. I can do that. And I could probably make pretty good radio out of it. But what I did, ladies and gentlemen, last week, I missed the most important part of this list. And it should have been number one. And I'm apologizing to you, Dad, because I didn't put this on my list. The number one thing you need, ladies and gentlemen, is the will and the skill to survive. This is what comes from Grandpa, and this is what comes from Dad. It's the will and the skill to want to get through this freaking crisis that's coming. Some people don't think it's going to happen. I get it. I'm the nut job. I'm the crazy guy. I'm the prepper out here that wants to actually be able to take care of myself because I do believe this precious gift from God is mine. I'm the nutcase, right? I'm the nut job. Well, I'm not crazy, guys. I learned this from a long, long list of people that were surviving on their own without their freaking government standing around wanting to pass out freaking free cheese, welfare checks, Section 8 housing, free electricity, and all the crap that goes along with you commie bastards that have taken over my country. I learned from free thinking people that settled Salt Lake City, Utah, and actually were free enough to take care of themselves and pass that along to their children, their prodigy, which is what I am. I am prodigy of free thinkers, and I ain't backing down on that. I will never back down on being a prodigy of free thinking people from Salt Lake City, Utah, Moab, Utah, and now here I come to Tucson, Arizona, to actually try and spread some tiny message of freedom, ladies and gentlemen. John, get us out. This guy gets it right here. I'll be right back in 2 minutes and 51 seconds. That's exactly right. Ladies and gentlemen, live in the Pexanotta.org studio at 10:30 a.m. The Voice. Trusted local news and talk from the heart, body, mind, soul, and spirit of the craziest guy on Tucson radio. And I ain't going to back down anymore. I'm about sick of this whole mess. I mean, of all the days, ladies and gentlemen, I need to bring this up because it's actually, I've got my kick-ass book. It's called Jesus Freaks. Sorry about that. I apologize. But John, in Revelation, ladies and gentlemen, and again, the guy that will be the martyr on Tucson Radio. 790-2040. If you want to be in the martyr crowd, willing to die, square with God morning, noon, and night, right? Pick me first, ladies and gentlemen. I've said it for 3.5 years. 10681 East Placida Piadosa. You want to send your freaking thugs after me? Come to my freaking house. I will do this all day long. It's John. Actually, John the Revelator, right? We all know John the Revelator. Out of the book of Revelations 2:10, he said very simply this. He was quoting Jesus. He said, "Do not be afraid of what you are about to suffer. I tell you, the devil will put some of you in prison to test you, and you will suffer persecution for 10 days. Not in this country, ladies and gentlemen. My commentary is they'll put you in prison for 10 freaking years for nothing. 3 felonies a day. You guys just don't know you're committing them yet until they come and get you. John said, be faithful, even to the point of death, and I will give you the crown of life. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes will not be hurt at all by the second death. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. And Brush Fires of Freedom is back live in the Fraction Auto Works studio. I am on a freaking tear today because I just don't understand, ladies and gentlemen. Every single bill I get, all of them, every single bill I get in my mailbox is attacked by your freaking government, your thieving gypsies, tramps, and thieves. Every time they get a chance to take a bite out of my ass, they get me. And I got to go back to compare and contrast my freaking water bill this month. I have to go to Moab. I take my same gallons. I used 9,000 gallons this month. I got a little crazy, right? I'm up washing my roof. I'm going to re-roof the house. So I got the water up there running way too much. I get that. One single man should not use 9,000 gallons of water in a month. $43.26. $43.26? Okay. Well, I go to Moab. I go on their water bill thing. What would it cost me up there? $13. What am I, stupid? I feel like I'm dumber than Forrest Gump right now. $43.26? So they run a 3/4-inch pipe in my house? They're stealing me friggin' blind. I started looking at... Now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't have my TEP bill in here. I want to have my TEP bill. I want my TEP bill. The problem is... Ladies and gentlemen, I am a blue-collar mutt, okay? I mean, thank God I grew up with my dad. I mean, I got this kick-ass deal going on. I remember when I left Moab. You know, I'm like 18 or whatever. I'm bailing out, and maybe it was a year or two later when my dad sorry about this. I apologize, Dad. We started to be friends after I was like 25 or 26 when I finally grew up, okay? I grew up, right? 18, I knew more than my dad. 26, I finally get where I can talk to my dad. 27, 28, 29, me and my dad are actually starting to be able to have what's called an adult relationship, right? I remember talking to my dad, and I'm just talking about taking a hard right-hand turn right here. It's Father's Day. It's our time, but it's my time. And I'm sitting here thinking, and my dad, because I grew up in this like self-reliant town called Moab, where people actually knew how to take care of themselves. In 10th grade, I could tend to a gunshot. In 10th grade, I learned how to put intestines back in the human body. When I walked out of that town, ladies and gentlemen, I remember my dad having a little talk with me, and he's like, "Sean," he goes, "it's kind of crazy, you know, and maybe this is probably not the day I walked out of there, but maybe 10 years, 8, 9, 10 years later, we're actually talking." My dad's like, "Okay, it's kind of crazy, you know, you've got horrifyingly impressive math skills. You could be an accountant. You can actually do books." Well, I can. I can do accounting. I know. We have the interweb and we have all this other stuff, but I can do what's called ledger accounting. I can do what's called single ledger entry accounting with a set of, you know, old school books where you actually write down income and outlays. I can actually do it without QuickBooks, ladies and gentlemen. I learned this crap when I was like 13, 14, 15 years old, where you actually learned you have this much come in and this much go out. It's called single ledger accounting. Dumbass kid from Moab with a high school education. Also know, as my dad taught me, I can break down beef. I can basically, you walk me a quarter, front or rear, I can break the entire beef down into eatable, packageable, and sellable sections. I learned that before I was 16 years old, ladies and gentlemen, because I grew up self-reliant. I didn't grow up wanting some other guy to, you know, stand over in a line somewhere and give me something for nothing. I never wanted something for nothing. I wanted to earn every nickel I ever made. I'm still at that point, guys. I don't want anybody to give me something or nothing. It doesn't make sense. To live in a world where we had grandfathers and fathers, and I don't know, I never know the demographic of who's listening. I know some young kids that I actually talk to that actually have listened to the show, and they freak out when I actually talk about this stuff, like go out and make your own living, right? But young kids are actually probably more cognizant of my argument about taxation than people that are 50 and 60 years old, because they look at this mess right now and go, holy crap. Well, you guys are 60 years old. When you were a kid, you were only paying like 6%. Now you're up to, I don't know, could be half. Well, I'm 30. We're paying half. What's it going to look like when we're 60? I'm like, 100%. You're basically walking into a cotton field for some plantation owner. You're doing it right now. Anyway, back to what I was talking about. And my dad had actually, because I walked out of that town and I had what I talked about, the ability to put away the wheats, the oat, the corn, the, you know, the cans of food, and wanting and thinking for the future. And wanting and thinking about making it through this mess. It's tougher than you think. I will tell you that I went through a moral and ethical crisis on this, and I went through a horrible moral and ethical crisis on wanting to survive. Greg, how are you today, young man? How have you been?
Well, I'm fine. Then, Curry, just talk about water bills real quick.
Oh, go ahead, Greg. Oh, yours is probably too low or too high?
No, I don't know. I mean, if you water plants, it's going to be high. Or wash your roof. But if are you in the city or outside the city?
I'm in the county, but I'm on Tucson Water. Tucson Water came and stole the little, I was on a private water company out at Old Spanish Trail. It was down at Saguaro Corners. The guy owned the water company, and Tucson Water came down there and basically extorted him into selling that to Tucson Water. So I'm in Tucson Water. Sorry.
So are you on sewer or septic?
Septic.
Okay. You have city garbage or you have
no,
private?
No, I'm in the county. No, it's private.
Okay. So all you're paying for is the water?
Yep. Just water. That's all it says on the bills, Tucson Water.
Hmm. Because see, I got Tucson garbage and recycling and sewer charges too.
Oh,
those all add up.
How much? Okay, can I ask you? I mean, like a normal month, I guess trash doesn't change, right? Sewer is dependent on your water use. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Am I right on that? Which is
basically
that's a scam, because there's a lot of people I know that have a one person operation of their house, and yet they have a lot of landscaping. Which means a lot of that water goes onto the grass. It doesn't go in the sewer, but they just use this. It's called arbitrary, and that's a lot of government is arbitrary. They use an arbitrary system that if you use this much water, X amount went in the sewer. Well, okay, how about that's a lie? Because if you had, 12,000 square foot of grass and you were a single man living in a house, I'm going to tell you how much, I know exactly how much goes in. I know how much goes in my septic tank. I'm kind of like cognizant, But if you had a huge grass out there and you had like a driving range or golf course or something, you're using a lot of water, and all that's trickling back into the Tucson groundwater, which is a good thing for us in the city. That's a great thing. If it goes back into the ground, that's a good idea. If it goes in the sewer, we know it costs money. I understand. I worked on that $250 million project up at Pima Wastewater at INA and I-10. I see how much. That's a lot of infrastructure up there, guys.
It doesn't sink anymore. It's great.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they did a good job, by the way. And I will give government, actually, I'll give them a huge round of applause on that. When you come into town now, you don't drive by Ruth Roth Road and go, oh, crap, I'm back in Tucson.
Oh, crap, literally. Yeah, you're right.
I'm sorry, Greg. I apologize.
So you're in Moab. What did you guys do in Moab? Were you guys miners? Were you guys ranchers? What did you guys do there?
My dad ran a grocery store up there. Moab
you
is a...
You served the miners and the ranchers and the BLM guys and all those. It was before all the mountain bikers and hikers and stuff.
Yes. I graduated in 1986. My dad moved there in 1974. And
okay, then he was there when Ed Abbey was there, wasn't he? Ed Abbey was a ranger at Arches. You know who Ed Abbey was, right?
My dad will text me in a minute. I was a kid. Remember, 1974, I was only 8 years old.
Okay. All right.
So I'm sure my dad probably knows the guy. I mean, we were all...
He was a ranger. He became an author. You remember the Monkey Wrench Gang, the book?
Oh, absolutely. I remember the Monkey Wrench Gang, yes.
Yeah, well, he was this guy. The first book he wrote that I read was called Desert Solitaire, where he was a ranger up at Arches and lived in a little trailer up there. And he has stories of people around Moab, these guys, the miners, the uranium miners and the ranchers and such.
Thank you so much for knowing that, sir. Greg, you are a huge asset to Brush Briars of Freedom to actually know that Moab is a mining town. It's a uranium mining town. The only reason it's there, uranium.
Right, right. That's a wild part of the country, man, Blanding and all those places. You see the Indian ruins off the side of the road and everything. It is amazing.
Thank you, Greg. I appreciate you. Have you spent time? Have you been up to Moab or no?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been to Moab and Arches and Blanding and Hovenweep, the ruins near there. It's and you know, you guys, I mean, the LDS obviously kind of runs the area still.
Got to be a little careful on that. Moab, as Dad and some of my friends talked about, Moab was kind of like... New Zealand in Utah. It was where the outcasts went, if that makes...
Oh, okay.
Does that make any sense?
There. Yeah, yes. The new outcasts are there now, right?
They are the outcasts of the... Not that the LDS religion doesn't have a huge stake in Moab, but generally speaking, Moab is only probably... And my mom will text me in a minute, and I'll correct myself if I'm wrong. I think Moab, we always talked about, was about 45% Mormon and 55% other, which is very difficult in Utah. I know, most people in Utah are like, oh, no, no, no. I'm like, yeah, couple big wards there, but massive Catholic influence, massive Baptist, and massive guys like me that we just call ourselves Christians. You know, we're just Christians. I mean, and I say Christian anarchists, and people get all crazy. No, I'm just a Christian believer in Jesus. You know, I don't need to go in the building. I got my Bible. I'm good. I'm good right here. I got my book. I'm all set. And my mom has trouble with that. My dad has trouble with that, but my friends don't have trouble with it. I just believe in Christ, you know, just
pick
Christian.
Your friends, man. Pick your friends.
Greg, I hope you understand. I'm not degrading any of my family. I'm not saying anything about my mom and dad, but they...
If they can't take a joke, who can, right?
Oh, my dad can take a joke better than anybody. As my dad says once in a while, a long time ago, he told me, I only tune in your show for two reasons, kind of like going to a NASCAR race or a hockey game. I'm either going for a fight or a crash.
That's good.
My dad's honest with me. Greg, let me take a break real quick, brother. Hey, I appreciate your call, and thank you. Thank you actually knowing about Moab, Utah. I appreciate it. Is your father still alive, Greg?
No, he's been dead a while. He was never in Moab. I went up there myself with my wife, you know, and I'm in the bike cult. So, and I never got to ride mountain bike there, but it's amazing country, hiking and mountain biking and such.
And jeeping, by the way, jeeping, big time jeeping.
Oh, that's right.
Big jeeping
those
country.
Slick rock. Oh, man. It's
big
amazing,
jeeping country. I mean, when I was a kid, I had a 76 GMC four-wheel drive that now would be relegated to the scrap heap of history. But that damned old 76 GMC, where a lot of these guys with these $75,000 buggies, that damned old GMC of mine was there before these guys were even born.
Well, if you'd like to read, look up the book Desert Solitaire by Edward Abbey, and it'll bring all kinds of stuff back home to you. It's a great book, and it takes place in that area.
I appreciate it, Greg. Thank you very much. I wrote that down. I will get that on my I've got one of those Kindle things. I can generally get any book in the world on Kindle in like that quick. We're going to get out for a minute, brother. I appreciate your call, brother. Happy Father's Day, Greg. Have a wonderful day today, and I do appreciate your time. John's going to get us out. Oh, what is this? What is this? Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, what a twist of fate, ladies and gentlemen. That is a twist of fate like you had never heard. This is actually off the original movie, Goodfellas. That's right. It was on Goodfellas, right? And that I don't know how me and Mike actually come up with this crazy idea where he's got the kick-ass ads and I got the kick-ass music. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. In the Professional Network Studio at 10:30 a.m., the voice, trusted local news and talk from the heart, body, mind, soul, and spirit of me. The best produced radio show in Tucson, Arizona, because this guy behind the glass, John Couch, I don't know how you pull this off, John. I've got no idea. Harrison, how are you today, young man? How have you been? And happy Father's Day, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. I promise I'm still getting to you.
I know. You've got my phone. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen in the audience, 780-8539. Anybody wants to talk to me about any kind of concerns? And you can also text me, as this week was one of those weeks, lots of requested music. I've also got crazy ideas on music, but other people
Your music was great with Harry Chapin, because he's a personal friend of mine who died years ago.
Really?
Anyway, let me skip off that.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Knew him very well. Anyway, here's the big thing. You're talking about my favorite topic, the water company. I took over to Stockman Bar downtown. We just turned it into a smoke shop, which is crazy.
What?
And
where's that at, Harrison?
It's on the corner of Roger and Flowing Wells.
It's a smoke shop now.
Well, yeah, it used to be the Stockman Bar years ago, then a thrift store, then I got involved with it for a year, and I just rented out part of it to a smoke shop.
I like it.
And we're gonna do some cool things there. But anyway, what I'm calling about, I turned the water on. It cost me $15 for a turn on. It's Flowing Wells water, $14 for a water bill, and the city sent me a $350 sewerage charge.
Service.
I didn't pay it. They tried to sue me. We did battle. I finally went up to risk management, so wherever that place is, and got it straightened out. But these people are ridiculous. Now, they just did it again. The water was shut off, put back in somebody else's name. Before they would allow me to put it back into the store name, they charged me $100 and some. And now they just sent me a $148 sewerage bill. And we've hardly even used any water.
Well,
they are thieves from the worst order.
Gypsies, tramps, and thieves, Harrison?
Nah, I guess so.
Wait a minute. Back if we can, let's back up to the $350 extortion fee, we can call it that.
I called them, okay, and the dumb girl on the phone kept saying to me over and over, "But sir, you are a commercial account." I said, "But ma'am, I use $14 worth of water." I mean, they freaked me out like you couldn't believe. I mean, that whole city is whacked like you can't believe from every angle.
Okay, so now we got to help the audience out. Just so we were going really, really quick, but you're in Flowing Wells Water, which is actually a decent water district. Flowing Wells Water, right?
Beautiful people, wonderful.
I will never say a bad word about Flowing Wells or the other water that's way up north on the other side of, like, La Cañada, up north up there.
When I first came here, we almost bought. My son-in-law wanted to buy that water company, and for some reason we didn't, and I wish we would have, because I would have loved not to do battle with Tucson Water.
And Tucson Water can't stand those guys. And I can't, I'm sorry. It's Metro. I think that's Metro Water up there on the north side, way up.
You know, it's been so many years, I don't remember, Sean. But I'll tell you this. When I got here and I was offered that deal, we were told that there's an aquifer the size of Lake Erie on the other side of the mountains. And I'm trying to think of the range.
On the other side of Tucson Mountains. Yep.
Not the Tucson Mountains. The ones going toward Safford, that way, because I had a piece of property in Cascabel. And years ago, at the turn of the century, they were bringing ships up into Cascabel, Reddington. Okay, but they had apparently an earthquake back in Mexico, which changed the plate shift and threw all that water underground. But supposedly that aquifer is still there, and it's loaded with water the size of Lake Erie. And they're BSing us about no water here, but it's all a game to get our money. And you know that as well as anybody.
And I always tell people, watch politics in the next 2 to 3 years. You're going to hear, and again, they walk in this studio. It's embarrassing to me, Harrison. They walk in here and they start talking about water. And when a politician talks about water, basically the host on the other side of the mic, which I am, should pull a Glock out and put a freaking gun in their face and go, don't you ever talk about water. Because, ladies and gentlemen, whiskey's for drinking and water's for fighting.
That's right. I know. It's such a shame, Sean. I mean, it just, you know, I just marvel. I'm getting older and older, and I look around me and I see what goes on. It's really pathetic in some cases. And thank God for guys like you, for Charles. You know, I can't tell you what I gleam off of Charles. He's beautiful. And your show. And then the only thing that bugs me about your show, the same people call in. So I tried to call in today and give you a hard time.
I appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, and some people are scared of me, and I don't know why. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know why. And I'm 3.5 years on the air. My dad's never even called me. My mom's never called me.
I don't think
Danny's even.
Dad,
you know how that is, but
hey,
people think I'm a mean guy, and I'm not. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm one of the nicest guys on Tucson Radio. Sometimes I don't like political games.
Even if you say so.
Even if I say so, I know. John thinks so, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Harrison, I appreciate your time. We're going to get out for just one more break, and I will be right back in 2 minutes and 53 seconds, ladies and gentlemen. Here he is, Slow Hand. You guys will hear this. We're gonna pull off one of these shows about underrated bands one of these days. You guys will hear it on the air at 10:30 KBY. Trusted local news and talk from the heart, body, mind, soul, and spirit of me. Hold on 1 second, RD. I need to do this. I've got to do my history minute. The guys at Frontier, they are hardcore on this. I need to stay a little bit grounded in my own history. Mr. Thomas Jefferson, third president of the United States of America. Let's see. That would be born 1743, served in office 1801 to 1809. He said this, and Jefferson was freaking brilliant, guys. Talk about an IQ basically triple of the guy that actually occupies that freaking awful office right now. Jefferson said this, "He who permits himself to tell a lie once finds it much easier to do it a second and third time, till at length it becomes habitual. He tells lies without attending to it, and truths without the world's believing him. This falsehood of the tongue leads to that of the heart, and in time depraves all its good dispositions." RD, how have you been, young man?
Oh, Fern Millen, how about yourself, sir?
I am living the dream in Tucson, Arizona, even though it could be, what are we talking, 104, 105 today?
Must be a dry dream.
It's like a blowtorch, right? It's a dry heat, like getting stuck in an oven at 350 degrees, and you and me are the rack of ribs, my friend.
I live out here a little east of Vail, and I just wanted to throw you in something. I got 2 wells out here. It's over 800 feet deep.
Ooh.
And I pay my taxes cash, and they charge me for CAP water.
What? Whoa, back up for a second, RD.
Yeah.
What do you mean they charge you for CAP water?
I'm sitting here looking at my taxes. It says the Central Arizona Water Section.
On your property tax?
Yes, sir. Yeah, and I got 2 wells over 800 feet deep out here.
That's big power, RD, right? I mean, that's like 463 phase to get that water out of the ground, right? Am I wrong?
Well, I got there 220, but...
Okay, 220 single phase, that's expensive. But that's not CAP.
They're 2.5 horses each.
Ooh!
To get that far up in a tank, that's a hell of a lot of head pressure, you know.
That's a lot of... And we talked about it last week, when I get home, I'm going to get my property tax. I'll bring it down here next week. I don't understand how, if you're in bail, how could they... What has the CAP got to do with you, RD?
They told me it was written in the agreement back in 87 or when the CAP water deal come through. Everybody had to pay for CAP water. And I don't know if they're trying to blow smoke up my good side.
I agree. No, it's theft. It's as a friend of mine said one day when I was talking to him, he said it's incorrigible. A great word about most of these government pukes. It's incorrigible. These people can't be trusted. I remember the CAP coming along. DeConcini was senator at the time. It was a big water agreement. I get it. We get water out of the Colorado River. I've been to the headwaters of the CAP. I put the freaking transformers up there. Back in, I mean, I was knee-high to a stupid-ass grasshopper when we did all that work up there. But I get confused how they can. So for the rest of your life, it sounds like to me, RD, you're going to pay on property tax for something that's already built. It's kind of like paying a toll road for the rest of your life when they all promise this, kind of like the lottery. You know, they came along, they sold the lottery in this state, and they said, oh, once we get the lottery here, schools are going to be better, roads are going to be better, parks are going to be better, we're all going to retire for lifetime pensions and not have to do jack crap for the rest of our lives. Well, that seems like yet another lie.
That's like the checks in the mail, but, you know.
Oh.
Also, they tried to get me for sewer usage fee, and I said, well, when you run about 8 miles of sewer line to my septic tank, then I'll pay it. They backed off on that.
But again, this is the trick of government, ladies and gentlemen. So they sent you the bill, RD, thinking maybe you were an uninformed citizen of this republic, and you would just open the bill and go, oh, I owe them $270. I'll just write a check. But you actually caught it, and then you have to fight with these sick sons of... All right, you know what?
I own everything I got, so I just pay everything with a check. I don't owe nobody nothing.
No, you are...
But my taxes are $3,700.
I'm right there with you, man. I'm at Old Spanish Trail, and as many people know, I'm at 22nd Old Spanish Trail Golf Links area out there. I got 1 acre, dude. Talk about a one horse show. $3,600 a year, and friends of mine drive down that road and damn near have to lock the hubs in to get to my house.
Yeah,
it's freaking ridiculous.
You want to hear another good one? I got 5 acres out here, but I can only use 2.5 of it.
I know that idea too, RD. Keep the faith, brother.
All right. Well, stop by or give me an hour. I'll break bread with you anytime.
I will. I'll talk to you later. We'll actually trade some barbecue sauce for a couple cold beers. Ladies and gentlemen, as you walk out in the world, don't hit, don't steal. Happy Father's Day to each and every one of you. Stay tuned for Maurice. After that, Jeff Prather, both friends of the show. And next week on Brushfires of Freedom, who knows what's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. All I know is one thing. When I walk in here, I'm going to practice the golden rule. And I hope you all come with me. Love thy neighbor as thyself, and every part of this life becomes a precious gift from God. You can do it if you try. See you next week. And thank you for your valuable time.